This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, April 4th. It appears Friday's USDA announcement of planting intentions has impacted the market, especially soybeans. Here's Virginia McGathy with more from the floor of the CME in Chicago.
It's really telling us that we need to focus on the weather. There is some worry that if we continue to have the wet weather that we're going to have, it's going to make some of the fields kind of mushy, and then that's going to make something very difficult for planting. Now, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, except these are going to be issues that are going to be at the forefront, and they certainly are going to offer opportunity for much more volatility into the market. Now, corn and wheat today really rebounded nicely. They're gaining strength as well. They finally did bottom out after the report. There has been some relief now that we know exactly what the planting intentions are, and we've got some bargain hunters stepping in to buy some of those markets, and they had some follow-through buying today.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.5 at 428. May corn ended the day up 3.5 at 367.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day up 1.25, ranging from 447.75 to 480. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for April had no change, ranging from 409 to 444. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for April were down 0.25, ranging from 631 to 666. Live cattle were down 52 cents at 119.22. March feeder cattle were down 87 cents at 132.97. And January class 3 milk was up 21 cents at 15.52. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.